In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
Welcome to Radio's Most Challenging Hour, the Word of Prophecy broadcast, and I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And ladies and gentlemen, I call your attention to this profound truth, that this ministry has been raised up by the Lord to be a lighthouse and our message for a beacon and guidepost for the world-conforming church of our Lord and to our old misguided and sick society to turn them to divine favor through obedience to God's word. Well, I pray you'll have ears to hear this prophetic message straight out of your holy Bible, the only source of truth for you and your family. We begin a message today entitled, Repent, True Repentance, ladies and gentlemen. And I begin with a scripture found in your holy Bible in Acts, the 20th chapter, verses 20 and 21. Here is the words of the great apostle Paul. I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So declared Christ's great apostle, the greatest preacher and teacher that Christ's church has ever had. But notice the steps that he admonishes us and teaches us in this great scripture. The steps that a sinner must take to receive salvation, and that is God's eternal life. First, he says, repent to God the Father, and then direct the sinner's faith. He directs his faith to Jesus Christ for salvation, and there's no other way to be saved. I know water baptism is important. Acts 2:38 said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and that is true, but baptism is not the saving factor, and I'm preaching on that which saves an individual. The fact of baptism, or the ordinance of baptism that we submit to after we're saved, it gives us a conscience that's void of offense toward God. It opens up the path of absolute confidence in the Lord. It removes condemnation because we have followed the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ, in water baptism. And baptism does not save you. It is only a confirmation and a public confession of that salvation that is wrought through true repentance and receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord. And that repentance is to God the Father, and then our faith is directed to Jesus Christ. One of Christ's last commands to his apostles was the same as the apostle of Christ, the apostle Paul, preached, and here it is. Repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, that is, in his authority, among all nations. That's the words of Christ, Luke 24:47. Quote again, repentance and remission of sins, Jesus said, should be preached in his name among all nations. And the apostles of Jesus Christ obeyed the command of their Lord when the scripture says they went out and preached that men should repent, Mark 6:12. Well, is there a shortcut to eternal life? Is there a shortcut to God's favor? Well, the answer is no. But the average person who hears, well, he only hears the bargain counter offers by religionists today in the pulpit, on radio, on television, and by the printed page would never know the sobering truth about this grave matter of heaven and hell. You know what, ladies and gentlemen? God and the Bible are very un-American. About all our fellow Americans and the English-speaking world about us want to hear and will give ear to is juicy grace, love, and just believe as God's demands for eternal life, and that comes from the lips of sweet, well, soothsaying evangelists and pastors and teachers. But I'm here to warn you, ladies and gentlemen, this soothsaying kind of preaching is not the whole truth, and half-truths will not save you. God warns, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death, Proverbs 14 and 12. Jesus also warned, and this is even a more sober warning, straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Matthew 7, 14. That's worth repeating. This warning from Jesus Christ, that straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. That's eternal life, and only a few there be that find that straight and narrow way. Well, when we consider the Word of God and the warnings of Christ, the apostles, and the holy prophets even of the Old Testament, we find out it's either repent or perish. Jesus warned all of his would-be disciples with this grave warning, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke the 13th chapter, verse 3 and verses 3 and 5. The theme of the Old and New Testament is repent. The apostles preach that men should repent. Again, I'm quoting from Mark the 6th chapter, verse 12. Another great scripture, repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Acts 3 and verse 19. Another great apostolic warning about the matter of repentance to receive eternal life from our Lord. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. All men everywhere to repent. Acts the chapter 17 and verse 30. Well, Father, the Lord warned through the Apostle Peter, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3 and verse 9. The Holy Scriptures of our Holy Bible, which is God's true word, teach from cover to cover, repent or perish in the lake of fire or in hell's tormenting flame. There's no exception, ladies and gentlemen. God's made the rules. He will not accept any person to become his son or daughter who does not truly repent, and every person must repent and be converted or perish in hell's tormenting flame. Well, what does repentance mean? It has a positive definition. It's not something that you have to mull around and get a dictionary and look up. The Bible is very clear concerning the definition of what repentance means, that is, to God. There is not one verse of the Holy Scriptures in your Bible or mine that even indicates you can be a Christian and live any kind of a life that you want to live. Well, God demands repentance, and until a sinner has turned to God in true repentance, it is absolutely impossible to have and to exercise saving faith. And this, ladies and gentlemen, does not limit the grace of God, but true repentance makes way for the grace of God. True repentance must come before God can pour out his love, his grace, and mercy upon men. So declares Jesus Christ. Repentance and faith go hand in hand. You cannot have genuine repentance without saving faith, and you cannot have saving faith without genuine repentance. To repent means to renounce. Renounce what? Renounce sin, and even plural. The Bible demands that we renounce sins and evil habits in our life. Not only does Christ in the Holy Scriptures tell us to renounce our sins, but we have to give up our sins and quit sinning. Repentance, true repentance, means to turn your back on your sins. Literally, to quit sinning. Repentance also means to change one's mind about the wrong direction in which the sin is going, to turn around 180 degrees and walk the path that Jesus walked. And the Scriptures tell us plain, Jesus himself in John 8:32, he says, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free. Free from sin, ladies and gentlemen. Also, in 1 John 3 and 8, the great apostle Jesus Christ, the beloved John, he declared, he that committeth sin is of the devil. And in verse 6, he says, whosoever committeth sin hath not seen Christ, neither known him. Whosoever abideth in Christ sinneth not. He that committeth sin is of the devil. Repentance means more than what a little girl was one time overheard praying in a home. And here's what she said. Lord, make me good. Not real good, but just good enough so I won't get a whipping. And that's the way a lot of Americans and church members like to live. But let me tell you, when we read the Holy Scriptures and you really concentrate on them and God deals with your heart, it means, and you understand what it means, to give up all your sins, all your evil habits, and your old sinful lifestyle. Well, as a preacher, this was back in the 30s, the good old days, a renowned preacher was speaking of a great experience of conversion or being saved in a revival he was in Texas. And a certain man came to the revival, and he was one of the drunks and gamblers in the town, and he always had his horse tied in the front of the town saloon. And one morning, the bartender saw his horse tied to a hitching post in front of a Methodist church where a revival was in progress. He waited till the man came out of the church and called out to him and say, "Why is your horse hitched in front of the Methodist church this morning?" And the man turned and looked at the saloon keeper and said, "Well, last night I was saved in the revival meeting, and now I've changed hitching posts." Ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we do when we're really saved. 2 Corinthians 7, or rather 5, verse 17 says, "If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, a new creation. All things become new." Praise God. Old things pass away, and all things become new. That's what a sinner literally does when he truly repents and receives Christ. He changes his hitching post. Well, the Methodist Church used to have a mourner's bench. That's an altar for sinners to repent at, but not anymore. Well, we remember the story of Jonah, how Jonah preached to Nineveh, and God repented because the people, God said in Jonah 3 and 10, God saw their works, they turned from their evil way, and God repented of the evil that he'd said that he would do in destroying that great metropolis. And ladies and gentlemen, when God sees us on our knees and we're truly down repenting and turning from our sins in our heart and turning to Christ, he literally repents himself of that terrible judgment that's awaiting us, and hell will be the result. Well, this kind of preaching, it might make you feel kind of uncomfortable. It may convict you, and you feel uncomfortable for a while if you're not totally right with God. But ladies and gentlemen, you ought to be ashamed of yourself if you dislike me for telling you the truth. I'm your friend, perhaps the best friend you have, and this kind of preaching can keep you out of hell and the torments of the flames of that terrible place that God says is a destination of those who refuse to repent. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you grip every heart that's trembling and under conviction as they hear this message, and they'll turn their hearts to you, Father, in full repentance of their sins and to Jesus Christ for a new life and eternal life. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. This is Brother Ray Pringle. Our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. We have these messages, ladies and gentlemen, on video cassette, audio cassette, and in the printed page. We'd be glad to mail them to you in print for your letter, just a request. But on video and audio, we'll mail them to you for your offering of support, and we pray that God will lay it on your heart to share an offering with us this week if you know that we're telling the truth. If you'll write me, we'll mail you our monthly magazine also. If you'll write me to Brother Ray Pringle, Word of Prophecy, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida, 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with his power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.